local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up this morning, I'm going to be speaking with Sherry Rosenberg-Lavoie. She is Chief Executive Officer for the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. Much to discuss. The conversation begins after this.
When warmer weather hits, the city of Pendleton wants to help you get out and enjoy our beautiful parks, attend social events, and gather with family and friends. The city of Pendleton can help you get there safely, and a lot of those services are free or only cost a few dollars. Go to the city of Pendleton's website, click the departments tab to find the link for the transit page, and go out and enjoy our community.
Live and local, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday. And this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host here. And joining me this morning is Sherry Rosenberg-Lavoie, Chief Executive Officer for the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, it's been a busy month. It's been a busy week. And I know added on spring break.
Yes.
Either coming, going, or I know a couple people that are already on spring break, dealing with spring break. It's just, again, it's just, and it's spring.
And it's spring.
It's spring in general. It's just a busy time.
It is.
Speaking of which, and nice transition here.
Right.
Easter's coming up.
It's like I've done this before. Just kidding. We actually just ad-libbed that, but it worked well.
Right. And there is a ton of Easter-related events coming up.
Yeah.
I know you're going to tell us about some of them.
Yeah, I am. There's lots. Just so folks know, right, we're going to kind of go through a few definitely, well, ones that we know about. Others will be trickling in the next couple days. So make sure that you check out the chamber calendar on our website. It has the most up-to-date that we are aware of what's happening. And then also Facebook, of course, you know, we kind of try to do in both places, but the calendar is the most up-to-date. Sometimes we don't always get the Facebook updated, but just a couple things. So for Saturday, there's some stuff going on Saturday, the day before. So if you want to get some Easter things in, but still have the opportunity to hang out with your family, definitely can do that. Some fun stuff with the kiddos. You can go get your photo taken with the Easter Bunny down at the Roundup store on Saturday. They're doing the third annual Easter celebration, Hodgen Distributing 3 to 7. Again, I don't have all the details. I'm just kind of giving you guys the synopsis, so please make sure you look at these things so you don't end up in the wrong spot. That evening, for folks who maybe don't have kiddos or, you know, maybe grandma's in town and you get the opportunity to get out of the house, they're doing an adult, Easter egg hunt in the fog, it says, at Electric Sundown starting at 10 that evening. So some fun stuff the day before Easter. And then, of course, Easter itself, just lots of different brunches, different buffet type things going on. Roosters, Plateau, and Flying X are all going to be putting on an Easter brunch, having some fun things there. So if you have the opportunity, want to grab some food and things, maybe after the sunrise service and then those kinds of things, there's some opportunities to do that. So of course, other things, there's definitely that we've heard some churches that are, of course, doing some Easter egg hunts and things. So just, again, be on the lookout. We're trying to culminate, you know, those, all that information and get it in one space, but plenty to do over the Easter weekend. It kind of snuck up on us. Normally we think Easter April. And so March 31st was a little different for most folks. I had a staff yesterday, like, when's Easter? Sunday. So, you know, like, it's coming, ready or not. So, so lots to do. You know, again, that's always a fun holiday and things. And then of course I've seen lots of things on Facebook for those of you who are looking for some sunrise services. We'll try to get those put together in the next day or so as well, and do a Facebook blast for those folks who are looking for that, who maybe don't necessarily, you know, maybe they're the Easter and Christmases and want to do some sunrise things. So we'll get that information out too, y'all.
All right. And I know that there's also the Easter egg hunt. Let's see, Roy Raley Park, and I'm failing to forget the other one. And depending on the age group, one's at one and one's at the other. And I know you can find that information on the chamber. I saw that there this morning. Also, we talked about it here on this program here recently. So if anybody wants to go back and hear that interview, be sure to just go to elkhornmediagroup.com, click down on the Click Live and the KUMA Coffee Hour for the podcast and the previous versions of this program, and you'll get all the information on there as well.
Perfect. Yeah. So yeah, and our calendar has both. So what I just read to folks, those are our chamber members who are doing events, but there are lots of community events. Those community events we will put on our calendar. I just don't put them on blast on the radio show, but they are on our community calendar. So you can look there as well. There, again, like I said, there's more than just what I just read off, because there are some community events that I didn't mention today, but we do put those on the community calendar for folks. So.
All right. Very well. Well, this next event we're going to talk about is pretty unique.
Oh, my gosh.
And wow. I'm going to have you explain it. But
oh, my gosh.
It's called Operation Firefly. And yes. It's not what people probably think when you think of fireflies. And I'll have you explain, Sherry.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to, like, Dan can tell you guys, like, I've got all these papers here. I've highlighted. I want to make sure I speak correctly. So if you hear rustling of papers, that's why. There's a lot here. There's a lot going on. So Operation Firefly, just a quick history. 1943, President Roosevelt ordered the formation of an all-black paratrooper unit. So it kind of started there. Again, there's so much history here. I'm not going to go into all of it, but this is like where it started, right? After the Doolittle Raid, which for those of you who don't know, the Doolittle Raid group actually also trained here. So a lot of folks don't realize that. Pendleton Airfield was really hopping back in that World War II era. Lots going on. I had the information on the Doolittle and I printed it and it's sitting at my desk. So I won't get into any more of that, but you can read the history on that as well. So once that happened, the Japanese kind of were trying to figure out how on earth to get bombs into the mainland, right, in America. And one of the ways that they did that was by putting them on balloons. You guys may have seen this. Again, you can go look it up. But those balloons made it to the West Coast. Several of those bombs made it to the West Coast. They did land. Whole bunch of history there. Not good. Definitely some of the bombs, they went off, definitely. One balloon actually did make it to Michigan, I found out this morning as I was doing my research here. But Gerhardt Mountain over in Oregon, you can look that up. That was kind of instrumental. Some things happened there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So let's keep going. I want you guys to know this because I think that this event is, like, you're not going to see this a lot, right? We have a really awesome opportunity to bring some history into Pendleton that's already been part of our history, but I think we probably don't talk about it enough, or people just don't know, right? Like a lot of things. So 1945, the 555th Battalion came to Pendleton, Oregon, out to the airfield. What had happened when those bombs dropped was that it ignited forest fires. And so what they did was, in the summer and fall of 45, the Triple Nickels, which is, you know, the 555, so they were called the Triple Nickels, fought those fires and came and disarmed the bomb. So they were actually, again, parachuting into the fires. And this had not been done before either. Hence Operation Firefly. That's how that name came about. So they were parachuting into the forest. They were already familiar with the explosives, so they kind of became, you know, explosive disposal experts as well. So they were doing double duty there. One of the interesting things that I read is, you know, going through of them being here in Pendleton, was one of the sentences was, the Triple Nickels professionalism and positive attitude won over the residents of Pendleton. Just thought that was a great little sentence. But so they did around 1200 jumps, controlled 36 fires, disposed several bombs, all the things. Why do I tell you all of this? One little fun fact, in 2004, 60 years after he had secured his jump wings and made history, Walter Morris pinned wings onto his own grandson, who's also now a paratrooper. So all that happened in Pendleton, lots of really rich history there. So why am I telling you this? So Operation Firefly is coming to Pendleton. So on April 13th, this will be a free air event. Obviously up here at the airport, there will be jumpers from Canada, Belgium, Holland, and their families. So they'll all be here. Really trying to, again, give that awareness of the triple nickels. I think when people hear Tuskegee Airmen, they can resonate with that. That history is, you know, pretty well known. Same with Doolittle Raiders. But the triple nickels, just really wanting to make sure that that doesn't kind of fall into, you know, infancy somewhere and get left, you know, in a box of history things somewhere. All kinds of things going on. This is going to be a very family-focused event. Kiddos are going to get to, you know, play with the things and see the things. They'll have all different equipment. There's a whole list of the equipment they'll have here. I'm not going to read all that to y'all. There'll be food trucks, just all kinds of things happening up here at the airport. It's, you know, during the day. That day starts at 8 in the morning, 9, I guess, sorry, the doors open at 9. They'll be doing a ceremony, again, regarding the World War II and some of the things that happened there. One of the really cool things, and I'm sorry, guys, I've highlighted it here, that I want to make sure that we talk about is that, where's it at? This guest of honor. So there will be some guests of honor, and I'll talk to those in just a second. But LaTanya Pittman, who is the daughter of Sergeant Joe Harris, who to history as we know it right this second, is the only surviving former Triple Nickel member. In the whole Triple Nickels, it said there was like 728 men to serve in this unit. So he is the last survivor that we know of. His daughter's actually going to be here. So we have the opportunity to meet her and kind of have those conversations. At 3:15:30 hours, it says here on my notes, which for those of us who don't live in that world, that's actually 3:30. Hamley's Steakhouse is hosting a dinner that night. They're doing a USO dance that's open to the public. This is a free event, so you can go up. And there again, they'll have LaTanya should possibly be there, the commander of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team. I literally had to call my daughter this morning because she's in the military, and I'm like, what does this mean? And what's this abbreviation? And what? Because I don't want to say letters. People won't know what I'm talking about. He will be there as a guest of honor along with some of his brigade. So you guys will be able to have some conversation with them. And then again, you know, hopefully LaTanya will be there. Lieutenant Colonel Carl Cannon, who's the son of Lieutenant Colonel John Cannon. He's also projected to be at the event. You can look all these folks up. They do mean something to this world. So just a really great opportunity to just come out. They've done this at a couple other places. Jordan, who is the event manager of this, he is actually, I want to say maybe Pennsylvania. The group from Band of Brothers is actually training to do jumps so they can actually go to an event and be able to jump themselves and actually do the work, which again is kind of cool for actors to be, you know, doing that as well. Let me just making sure that I have everything here. Yeah. So they're actually doing a Normandy jump. Other cool thing about this, though, they'll come early on the 12th. We've got some schools coming in from Portland area, that kind of thing. They'll go up to the high school, of course, and do some fun activities up there with the kids. And then that again, those schools are coming from Portland to be part of that day. And it won't just be a normal like assembly that we're used to seeing, some lots of hands-on things. So just super, super excited about this event. We're so excited that they're coming here. This has been the makings for quite some time. Dan, airport manager, Bandel, really involved in this as well. So if you have questions, and you certainly reach out to him, you can reach out to us. You know, lots of these pieces are still evolving. So just make sure you're really right, checking that Facebook, checking our events. You can call us if you need any more information. So, but we just really encourage people. This, again, is really going to be a family event. Let your kiddos come out and see all the things and learn a little bit about our history. For those of you who are in Pendleton and just find this interesting, you guys can probably hear me geeking out in my voice right now. This stuff is so interesting to me. I was on the Army, you know, like historical website this morning, just like, oh, this is so cool. But we actually have a commemoration of the Triple Nickels down right in front of a piece of Pendleton. Gives a lot of great information. And then, of course, around the corner, for those of you who don't know, is our Pendleton Air Museum, who also can speak to this really well. They do an amazing job in there. So if you have the opportunity between now and then, you just want to get some history of the town and the amazing stuff that was being done in a really horrible time here by some really amazing people. definitely go check that out. So we're just excited. I'm sure you guys can hear me. I'm geeking out a little, probably too much information, but
it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's very
cool. Really is. And there's so much tied to the airfield here. As you mentioned, the Pendleton Air Museum, I know you were speaking about the balloon. I believe there's an exhibit in the Pendleton Underground Tour about that as well. And then if you know where our studio is, of course, we're right across the street from the Oregon National Guard Armory, and then of course the B-25 is at the end of the street here. Just literally, we can see it from our window here. There's that, and then I just found this out, kind of taking a little mental break from the studio the other day. Right across from our driveway, on the street pole, right across the street from our sign, is a small little sign talking about the Doolittle's Raiders.
Oh, interesting.
So there is a small sign there.
I love
it. And then, of course, there's all those dioramas around the B-25, and you just go to the security guard and say, hey, I want to go in and see the history. And I think they're in the process of redoing those panels. So there's everything Sherry said, you know, is documented, and it's just an amazing history. And it all, as you said, got started right here in Pendleton. And to hear what these men... And women, too, were involved in some of these operations, too, and, you know, got credited later and so on. But just amazing how the folks came to serve the country in a very, tough time, scary time.
Absolutely.
In the 40s. Yeah. And so, Sherry, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
And it is, you know what, military as far as history, aviation history, and then one other thing, the C-47 in and of itself, they're going to be jumping from that. And that's a World War II aircraft. Sherry mentioned it's April 13th. Doors open at 9. But we also want to emphasize that the jump starts at 10. So you're going to want to get out there as the doors open, find a place, I guess, on the flight line and get a spot and make sure you... I mean, this is historic.
100%. And just the fact that, Joe, it doesn't sound like Joe, Lieutenant Harris will be here himself. But like I said, his daughter will be here and the stories she must tell, right? The stories she must have heard growing up. And just, I mean, it's a living piece of history standing in Pendleton. I think, coming full circle, look at what the airfield's doing now. You know, the work that, you know, like Steve Chrisman, Dan Bandel, the city has really put into what that looks like moving forward. You think of where we came and... They hadn't even attempted to jump out of a airplane at that time in the U.S. Like, I can't speak to anything. At like 1939, right, was the first time they did that. And then here we are in 1945. I mean, just the revolutionary of that. And if you read the history, and one of the demonstrations they'll do is this actually did and continues to revolutionize how we fight fire. Even today. I mean, so they're so multifaceted. But to see all of that moving forward, and now we have like unmanned aircraft up here. And just again, we're in the middle of making history right now that somebody someday down the road is going to be talking about, you know, somewhere of things that are happening up here right now. And just this little tiny town of Pendleton, right? Again, 16,000 people. This stuff should not be happening here. And it is. And again, I think it's a testament to just that. That revolution, that, you know, always thinking outside the box. We just really have that spirit here while, you know, always keeping true to our roots and just the hospitality piece and really knowing who we are and where we came from and embracing those things, even though it was during a time of, you know, again, nothing that we were necessarily celebrating, so to speak. But, you know, people are stepping up to do amazing things. And I think they continue to do so. So just really awesome. You know, and again, what a great opportunity to, if you went to Roundup at all or even saw the videos, just the parachuters from the Navy who came and jumped out of there and landed in the middle of the arena. Like, are you kidding? Like, how does that happen?
You know, when you mentioned that, I saw the video that they released of that. And I'm thinking, okay, it's one thing to jump out of a plane. I've never done it. I don't know if you
have. I have zero interest in that. I don't want to be in the plane in the air.
Here's what got me. Standing on the ground, we all know the makeup of the Roundup, okay? You're jumping out of an airplane. You have to hit a target, which is in the Roundup arena. You have the arena itself, the bowl, as I'll call it, and then you have, you know, the lights and all the other things you could possibly get a parachute tangled into.
Absolutely.
How did they
do that? And it has to look like the size of a quarter when you get out, right?
But
like,
then going back to the, Operation Firefly, you're jumping out of an airplane, not into a war zone, literally a forest fire and the unknown.
Absolutely.
And they did this how many hundreds of times?
Yeah.
It's... again, amazing incredible. History. And I want to just also add, Sherry mentioned all the different places you can learn more about all this amazing history. They just redid the terminal here at the airport. And as far as the boardroom and then the terminal, there's some amazing black and white photos regarding Doolittle Raiders. Mm-hmm. And again, if you don't know your history, especially your local history, I encourage you, it's just an amazing story of how this community served. And, you know, check it out. Talk to Dan Bandel. Yeah. Talk to the folks at the Air Museum and so on. Or, you know, we have our impromptu history teacher here, Sherry Rosenberg-LaBoy. She'll answer questions
That's
for you,
right.
too.
But right. Like, I'll geek out with you.
It is amazing. Yeah. Indeed.
And, well, and it was revolutionary, right? I mean, this changed the dynamic of the world at that time, right? And again, it all, like, started right here in this town with these people coming, you know, and I'm sure when they got dropped into the middle of Pendleton, Oregon to do training in 1945, they had to be like, what is happening type of thing. So, you know, but yeah, like I said, they stayed, they embraced themselves within the community and just the community embraced them. Right. And I think it was revolutionary. I mean, from the Doolittles to the Triple Nickels to, again, here we are fighting forest fires.
I don't want to get in trouble, but I've seen some of those pictures of the airfield way back then, and
yeah,
it was pretty sparse around here.
Absolutely. I mean can you imagine? I don't know, it just right. So all the great things, it's just exciting, right? I'm super excited to have this event here. The event coordinator he's a retired sergeant as well. I don't know if Air Force or Army, I'm honestly not sure about that, and I don't want to misspeak, but what a great guy. He actually talks faster than me, if you guys can believe that, and has more energy than me. Like, he's a wonderful, wonderful guy, and he is so excited about coming to Pendleton and just being part of this, and just feels like, in reading his emails, I mean, the things that he really reiterates is just, this is our history, and this is the only place that this fits, mm-hmm. is here. I mean, they can do these jumps and do these things in other places, but doing it here, it just brings on a life of itself. So again, encourage everybody to go. If you want more information, let us know. Super excited. Lots going on, but again, this is, you know, I don't know when we'll ever have them back. And also, like, you know, when will we have surviving members back, those kinds of things. So this truly is an opportunity to just take a pause, think about some things, and spend some day with your community and learning a little bit more about, you know, where we live.
All right, quick break, back with more. Stay with us.
Get your home ready for spring with help from Zimmerman and Company True Value. Let's talk filters.
You should change your filter, especially in our area, at least every season change. Most of them are recommended every 3 months, but I would say every 2 months is probably more realistic for our area and our climate. Keeps the pollen and dust and all that stuff out of air conditioner and furnace systems so that you don't breathe that stuff in.
Zimmerman and Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street in Pendleton for over 80 years.
Do you have a great business idea for downtown Pendleton? You could earn a $20,000 grant to fund your new business. Hi, this is Emily McGraw, owner of the Studio Pendleton. I was a 2022 grant winner, and I'm in my third year in business. Applying is easy. Just apply online today at pendletonurbanrenewal.com by April 26th. Realize your dream like I did and apply today at pendletonurbanrenewal.com.
What destination is on your bucket list? The Walla Walla Regional Airport can get you there with 101 one-stop destinations through Seattle. Is salmon fishing in Alaska reeling you in? Or experiencing a professional rodeo at the Calgary Stampede? Check out your bucket list destinations on alaskaair.com and be sure to enter ALW to start your trip from your home airport, where you always have free parking. Book your tickets today and fly Walla Walla.
Bring the newsmakers to you here on the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Rosenberg-LaBoy. And Sherry, we've had so much fun talking history in the last segment. For those just joining us, quickly, we've got about 3 minutes left here this morning. Talk about some of the new chamber programs.
And I will be quick. Just because, lack of time here. So these are super important. So don't think my speeding through them is because they're not. I'm just going to run out of time. So April 11th, which is next Thursday, we've started a program called Chamber 101. We will do this quarterly. This is for any new members, of course, or just if you've been part of the chamber for some time. And A, you just want to know what on earth I'm doing with your member dues. Let's have a conversation. And B, like, what does that look like? How do we use that? People hear all the time, you know, chamber memberships like gym membership. You get out of it, which, no, you don't. That's a ridiculous statement. We work no matter if you come into the gym or not. So don't ever think that's a true statement. But we would love to have that conversation. And really, we really try to, I don't want to say tailor, but make sure we're really intentional about you and your business. And it's not just a package and like, oh, here, hope it works for you. So would really encourage those conversations. So at 5 o'clock at Max next week, your first beverage of your choice, of course, will be on us. We'll have some appetizers, come and have some conversation. Should only be about an hour, hour 15. And we will be very thoughtful of that time. So if we have to cut it off early, we will. The other one, June 13th, we'll do this quarterly as well. Young Professionals Group. We just started that group. Our first meeting was about a couple weeks ago, went really well. And this truly, if you're a young professional, if you're young, aka new to town, maybe in the business field, or maybe you're new to your position and just wanting to know how to engage. One of the biggest reasons that we're doing this is that volunteerism across the world is at an all-time low. And we can't wait for folks to get into their like late 30s, early 40s or beyond to start volunteering and being part of committees and boards and things. We really need those younger workforce, new thoughts, new ideas, and just more hands and feet to be connected and be part of those sooner than later at this point. And so this was an opportunity. There's way more to this program, of course, but again, I'll run out of time. So that's just one of the highlights, is really getting folks connected to their community to see where they can serve, really. We're a big volunteer community. And how do we do that? From, again, committees to boards to, you know, just maybe some service projects, those kinds of things. Each quarter, we will also be doing what's called a Native in Power Hour. We're combining that with NCFS from out on the reservation out there. So these are another, we had our first one, I think last week, went amazing. We had a ton of people there, lots of new businesses, again, bringing those amazing makers who have been doing this amazing work, maybe on their kitchen table or their garage, or just those folks who are this really maker focused, you know, and validating them and giving them some space to really show off their craft. And it is phenomenal what people are doing in this community. So really look forward to seeing, you know, folks in at those events and continuing to move forward with that. The last plug I will make just really quickly, we will be the conduit again this year for 4th of July fireworks. So if you want to contribute to that monetarily, you will get a flyer, of course, in your water bill like you did last year. We will have a direct link on our website. But if you want to pop in and, you know, $5, $10, every little bit of help helps. The only way we do fireworks is with your guys' help. So, again, if you're interested in that, we'll keep plugging that. But just a little side note, you can come, you know, throw your money at us.
All right. Sounds good. Well, my guest this morning, Pendleton Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Sherry Rosenberg-Leboy. And Sherry, we'll let you get back so you can dig into those history books.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Don't tell my bosses.
Well, and again, well, I want to just quickly remind everybody, the Operation Firefly, April 13th, doors open at 9 a.m. The jump is at 10 a.m. And if you're just joining us and you're wondering what we're talking about, go back and listen to this program on elkhornmediagroup.com. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.